And so I think like our image of aging needs to change a little bit, and it has to be much more about what you're doing and eating and so on, and less about how you look, which is, I think, where we're really focused as a culture as you get older. So it's really quite amazing how much fasting goes on there. But as I said, it's not total fasting. It's just giving up the decadent foods. And I've actually started to bring that into my own patterns. Like, going through these phases where I'll be like, I'm going to really cut back. And it's not dieting. It's different than dieting. It's just giving up the things that feel overboard, you know? And, you know, eat the things that feel right and healthy, and try and get yourself back on, in line again to eat low-fat dairy. Tons of low-fat dairy, yeah. Yeah, the truth is that if you use dairy the way that I encourage people to use dairy, which is very much the way I encourage people to use meat, which is use it, but use it as a spice, so you grate your cheese as a spice, then you should absolutely have it be whole fat, because it's delicious. It's going to have more nutrients in it that way. You actually need the fat to absorb other nutrients. If you actually look at the calorie count, just go in the supermarket and look at the calorie count between your whole fat yogurt and your low fat yogurt. It's not that different. The low fat, it's just the sugars have taken over, you know.